This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After Senate Finance advanced HB 122 with less draconian cuts than its author Cameron Henry wanted, the full House did pass the cigarette tax hike.
It would bring in an additional $16 million in fiscal year 16, $46 million in fiscal year 17.
Over on the Senate floor, though, the stress of little progress was showing as they worked through the limited options passed on by the House. There was the car rental tax bill.
This seeks to reinstitute a previous tax the legislature had tried to reinstitute on its own, and Governor Jindal vetoed it.
Members lined up to add amendments.
Set number 363, set number 427.
Dedicating the local penny of the tax to their area councils on aging. After eight amendments were added, Senator J.P. Morrell said,
I believe at this point the clown car is full, so we will send that car back to the House.
An amendment to a bill voiding the credit for taxes paid to other states brought political opposites, Republican Jack Donahue and Democrat Karen Carter-Peterson, to the same side of the issue.
Does this have a fiscal note?
I request a fiscal note on this. They don't know what this will cost.
How can you propose something if you don't know the cost of it?
The issue is it's double taxation.
So now we're passing amendments that don't have fiscal notes and we have no idea, but it decreases revenues. We look crazy.
Senate President John Alario looked and sounded weary as he told senators.
It looks like we're getting closer to solving this year's problem. We need to be cognizant of the fact that we're still far away from next year's problem.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.